Okay, let's begin. Ramnachem, how was it last night? All okay?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem was very nice.
You didn't come
Just
back too
came
hungry.
home. Just came hungry.
You didn't come back too hungry, huh? Okay, fine. Kind of everything. Okay, so we saw yesterday in Machloikas Tanoim. And we're going to continue discussing that now. What was the Machloikas? There was a Machloikas, if you remember. We're not going to go through the whole Gemara, but just the headlines between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. What was the Machloikas? The Machloikas is, until when can one eat the Korban Pesach? Simple as that. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you remember, learned from the phrase Alayla Azer, that you can eat it until Chatzos. Whereas Rabbi Akiva maintained, no, it's until the Zman of Chipozoim, which is until the morning. That was the discussion. Where they derived this from, they learned it from Psukim. Also, I'm just going to ask, there's a bit of noise in the background. I'm just going to ask them to turn down the noise.
Being that easy, just ask them to turn down the noise. And they do it.
So that was the machlokes that we saw yesterday. Again, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Korban Pesach is eaten until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, it can be eaten until the morning. Now, if you remember, we had to add one or two more halachas. Firstly, we learned from the word balayla that it can only be eaten at night, as opposed to on the day it was sacrificed. And that's a big chiddush because other korbanos, that's not the halacha. You can begin eating it immediately. But then there was another halacha. A normal korban can be eaten for 2 days and a night. So maybe this korban can be eaten for 2 nights and a day. So for the Torah says, no, halayla hazeh, it's only this night. So in one pasuk, we've actually learned, according to the Kiva, three different halachas. Again, let's get this very, very clear. According to Rabbi Akiva, we learn three halachas from the pasuk. Number one, that the korban can only be eaten balayla and not bayoim. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, it is only this particular laila, halayla hazeh, and not the following laila. Halacha number three is, it can be eaten at night all the way until the morning, and that's what he learned from the word b'chipozin, until the zman of chipozin. When is the zman of chipozin? When is the zman that Klal Yisrael left hastily? That's the morning. So those are the three halachas. Again, number one, the korban can only be eaten at night, not at day. Number two, only Laila Hazer, one night and not two. And number three, this particular night, all the way until the morning. The question now becomes, what about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah maintained that you can only eat the korban until Chatzos Halayla. How did he know that? So he made Gzeira Shavah. It says, Balaylo Hazeh. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed through Mitzrayim, Balaylo Hazeh. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pass through Mitzrayim? At Chatzos. So too, Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. If that's the case, and now we have a big question. How does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah know that the korban can only be eaten for one night? After all, we said, we would have thought the korban can be eaten really for 2 nights. We have a pasuk to tell me, no, halayla hazeh, only this particular night. Wonderful. But I'm afraid to say that that word hazeh is not available according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why is it not available according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used that very word, halaylo hazeh, to learn something else completely. What did he learn from there? Halaylo hazeh, gzeir shova, it means chatzoi. So I'm sorry to say, those words are not spare. According to Rabbi Kiva, they were spare. Why were they spare? Because he learned from the word chipozoin that all the way till the morning. So what is he going to do with the words halaylo hazeh? He learned those halachas. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, those words are not spare. So have a look at the Gemara. We're on about the 10th wide line. The first word on the line is Balayla. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Where does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah know that you can only eat the carbon one night and not two? The answer is because you've got another pasuk. And it says, Miloi Sosiru Ad Boiker. This is the famous Issa called Noisa. You have to ensure that the Korban does not remain behind. Noisa translated means to remain behind. Miloi Sosiru Ad Boiker. Says the Torah, you must ensure that the korban does not remain behind all the way until the morning. Come the day, the korban has to be consumed. So what do I see from there? I see from there that how long have you got to eat the korban Pesach? Clearly only one night. If you're allowed to eat the korban Pesach on the second night as well, it doesn't make any sense to say, make sure the korban doesn't remain behind in the morning. Why not? I'm allowed to eat it during the following night as well. So says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, well, if that's the case, I don't need the pasuk halaylo hazeh. I already know it's got to be consumed this night because it says quite clearly, make sure it does not remain behind until the morning. Okay, so this has now begun a bit of a tennis match. So now, what does Rabbi Kiva do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva says, no, that pasuk is inconclusive. Why? Because if you're basing yourself solely on the pasuk of Loisei Sirum Menu Abayker, then I can always say, Hava Amina, I might have thought, my boiker, quote unquote. What does the word boiker mean? Maybe it means boiker sheni. Who says it means the first morning? Maybe it means the second morning. Says, therefore, Rabbi Kiva, I claim that this pasuk is inconclusive. You have to ensure that you don't leave the korban till the morning. But which morning? It doesn't say which morning. So what right have you got to assume that it means the first morning? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lacha, Rabbi Elazar would say to you that no, kol boiker, whatever it says in the Torah, boiker, it always means boiker rishon hu. It always means the first morning. If I say, listen, I'll see you in the morning. What does that mean, the morning? I don't mean in 2 days' time. I mean, I'll see you in the morning. It means the following morning. Okay, so we have a machloikas, therefore, can you derive this halacha from the word boiker? If you can, then halaylo hazeh is sped up. And if you cannot, then halaylo hazeh is not. Okay. So in the final analysis, we have a machloikas tanoim. Again, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Korban Pesach has to be eaten by chatzos. According to Rabbi Kiva, it can be eaten all the way till the morning. Now, let's just remind ourselves, why are we busy discussing Korban Pesach? I thought we're learning Hilchos Brachos or Kriya Shema. The answer is, because Kriya Shema, in the opinion of our Mishnah, can also be recited when? The whole night. It's true, Lechatchila, the Chachamim said it should be recited by Chatzois. But we all know, we learned this Gemara, that was only Kedei Laharachik Esa'odom Min Ha'aveira, but essentially they also agree that the Zman of Kriya Shema is all the way until the morning. The question is Korban Pesach the same or not the same? And the answer is machlokes tamei. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's exactly the same. Yes, Korban Pesach can be eaten all the way until the Zman of Chipazon, which is the morning. So it parallels Kriya Shema. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, no, Balailo Hazeh, only a Chatzos. So therefore, it is not the same as Kriya Shema. Now, there is an important question before we continue the Gemara. There is an important question that needs to be asked. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is of the opinion that Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. How does he know that? From the word Halaylo Hazeh. It says, V'ochlu es abosor balaylo hazeh. It also says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed through Mitzrayim balaylo hazeh. Just like that was Chatzos, so too Korban Pesach is also Chatzos as well. There is an enormous kasha, which we're going to see now in a Tosfos, at one moment. But doesn't the Torah also say, don't leave over the Korban Pesach until the morning? So surely that clearly indicates that what? Forget now whether it means the first morning, the second morning, but it clearly indicates you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until the morning. Otherwise, the Torah would have said, don't leave over the Korban Pesach till after Chatzos. So how can Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah possibly claim that the Korban Pesach has to be consumed by Chatzos? The Torah clearly says you just have to ensure that it doesn't remain left over until the morning. Moshe Zedek, you're on mute. Are you? Okay, fine. So have a look at the bottom Tosfos. Look at the last Tosfos. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Oimer Nemar Kan Balaylo Hazeh V'chulu etc. Ve'im Toima Frek Tosfos a Gevaldige Kasha Heichi Motzi Lameima Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. How is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah possibly able to suggest Ad Chatzos? How can you say until Chatzos? The Hoksiv, but surely it is written quite clearly in the Torah. Loisai siru mimenu, do not leave the korban over. Ad boiker. Emphasis on the words ad boiker. The mashma, that surely implies that what? That ad boiker miho, until the morning, however, motzi loichlo, you're able to eat it. The Torah is only concerned that you don't leave it over until the morning. But apparently until the morning, l'chayra, you can eat it. So how can Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah possibly suggest that you've got to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos? It's not true. The Torah says don't leave it over until the morning. An enormous kasha. We can say the motzi lameima. It is always possible to say dahochi ka'omar. Our favorite phrase now, dahochi ka'omar, meaning the following is meant. I know what is said, but what is meant? What is said is quite clear. It says in the pasuk, do not leave it over until the morning. Says Tosfos is true, but that can be explained in the following way. This is in fact what it means. What does it mean? Says Tosfos. What the Torah is saying is, loi sasu dova. Do not do something sheyavoi lidei noisar adaboike, which will result in it being left over in the morning. Now, what does that mean? Because if the Korban Pesach ends up not being eaten by Chatzos, Loi suchal loichloi. You are not able to eat it because, as we've just said, you can't eat korban pesach after chatzais. Veloi lesayrfoi balaylo. Neither will you be able to burn it. Why will you not be able to burn it? Kedika amrinon, as we say, bayoim atasayrfoi. You can only burn a korban which is left over during the day, but you can't burn it at night. Which means, therefore, if you do not eat your korban Pesach by chatzos, what's going to happen? You will inevitably end up being over the Issa of Noisa, says Tosfos, ve'im kein yishaer ad haboker. It will remain there until the morning. So how has Tosfos answered his question? What was the kasha? If the Torah says don't leave it over until the morning, surely that implies that you can eat it all night long, not just till chatzos, all night long, all the way until the morning. What's Tosfos' teretz? No. La'olam, you can only eat it until chatzos. You can only eat it until chatzos. What the Torah is saying is, do you realize that if you don't eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, then you will by definition be leaving it over until the morning and thereby being over the Issa of Noisa. Why? Because come Chatzos, you're completely stuck. Neither will you be able to eat the Korban, because you can only eat it prior to Chatzos, nor will you be able to burn it, because you don't burn Korbanos at night, only during the day. So what are you going to do with this Korban? And the answer is nothing. There is nothing you can do to consume this Korban. You can't eat it, you can't burn it. So what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You're just going to have to sit there at 1 o'clock in the morning, and at 2 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, just staring at this Korban, absolutely helpless. Nothing you're allowed to do, neither to eat the Korban nor to burn the Korban, and you're going to end up being over Noisa.
And why would the Pasuk say Ad Boker? It doesn't make sense.
It does, because that's the Issa. The Issa is only kicks in the Boker. Mm. But if you don't eat it by Chatzos, you will inevitably end up being over that Issa. At which point have you actually transgressed the Issa of Noisa? Boker. Mm. So Tosfos thought, well, that seems to suggest that until the boiker, you're allowed to eat it. No, says Tosfos. You're only allowed to eat it until chatzos, but you should know if you don't eat the korban by chatzos, you'll end up inevitably being over noisa in the morning. Why? Because come chatzos and you haven't eaten the korban, you are totally stuck. You can't eat it, you can't burn it, there's nothing you can do.
Can't you say the same thing about Rabbi Akiva?
Now what?
Come the morning, you haven't finished eating it. You're in essence leaving it over till the morning.
Yeah, but Rabbi Akiva learns kipshutai that you are allowed to eat the korban all night long. So therefore, the end of the zman achila is in fact the zman of noisa. You can eat it all night long until the morning, and at that very moment, the issa of noisa kicks in. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's true there is an interim period where you are not yet over Noisa, because as Rav Nachum was Medayek, Noisa is only in the morning. So Tosfos thought, well, if that's the case, if Noisa is in the morning, surely you can eat it until then. Says Tosfos, no, you can only eat it till Chatzos. So what are you going to do in the interim from Chatzos until the morning? And the answer is nothing. There is nothing you can do. You can't eat it. You can't burn it. So you will inevitably be over the Issa of Noisa. Says Tosfos, that's now the way you've got to read the Pasuk. When the Torah says, don't leave it until the morning, what does that mean? It doesn't mean make sure that you eat it all night long until the morning. No. Don't do anything that will cause Noisa in the morning, i.e., don't leave it till after Chatzos. Does that mean if I leave it till after Chatzos, I've been over the Issa of Noisa? No, it means you will be over the Issa of Noisa inevitably.
Can we say that Tosfos is saying actually almost the opposite of what the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel is with respect to Krishma. Because of the fact, he's saying the same, Laharchik Adamin Avera.
No.
In the reverse way.
Yeah, no. Laharchik Adamin Avera means that essentially you are allowed to perform the mitzvah the whole night. It's just the lechatchila, you should get it done by chatzos. Whereas over here, it's not just a din lechatchila. You really are only allowed to eat the korban by night. It's not a din lechatchila. Okay. Kriya Shema, remember we said in the Mishnah, if you missed Chatzos, you can say it afterwards as well, because essentially that's the time. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you miss Chatzos when it comes to Korban Pesach, you're in serious trouble. There is no bidyeved. It's not laharchikas odom and avera. That is the zman. If you did not eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, you are stuck. Not only are you stuck, you have to painfully watch the Korban Pesach become noisa. Why do you have to painfully watch? Because they've got no options for you. There's nothing for you to do. You're not allowed to eat it and you can't burn it. So what do you do? You just have to painfully watch yourself become an Issad, over Issad the Reisa of Nisa in the morning.
You're taking Shulu? Or the keys in there? That's what I figured.
Okay, back into the Gemara. So we have our machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Kontra Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah by Chatzos, kontra Rabbi Akiva in the morning. Says the Gemara, guess what? This machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva are not the only ones to debate this. Says the Gemara, the first word on the line is Rishain. Vahani Tanoi. These Tanoim, i.e. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, Kahani Tanoi, are exactly the same as the following Tanoim, meaning the machloikas that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva have is a machloikas that other Tanoim have as well. Why? The Tanya. The Braisa quotes the following pasuk. Now there's a pasuk, until now we've been dealing with Psukim in Pashas Boy, now we're dealing with Psukim in Pashas Re'e, and it says as follows. Shom tizbach es ha-pesach bo'erev, and there you shall sacrifice your korban pesach bo'erev. Bo'erev means in the evening. Kavoy shemesh, as the sun sets. Moyed tzeischa mimitzrayim, at the time that you left Mitzrayim. Now, what on earth is going on in this pasuk? What does Erev mean? Now, we translate Erev as evening, but to be honest, that's not what Erev means. We all know that the Korban Tomid, for example, in the afternoon, was sacrificed in the afternoon, and what's that called? Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. So, technically speaking, Erev does not mean evening. Laila is evening. Laila is night. Erev is late afternoon, when the sun's rays begin setting. If that's the case, this pasuk is totally non-readable. When do you have to sacrifice the Korban Pesach? Well, first it talks about Erev, that sounds like the afternoon. Then it says in the pasuk, Kavoy Shemesh, when the sun sets, it sounds like Laila. And then it says at the time that you left Mitzrayim, which is the morning. So you have a triple contradiction in this pasuk. What's going on over here? Look at the beginning of Rashi. Rashi poses the question. Look at the long Rashi, Shom Tizbach. Shom Tizbach es ha-pesach bo'erev, number one. Keboy ha-shemesh, number two. Moyed tzeischa mitzrayim, number three. Harei lecha shloisha zmanim she'inom shovim. Here you have three time periods which are not equal, they're not the same. Why? Number one, it says Bo'erev, quote unquote. What does Bo'erev mean? Bo'erev means Kiyintu Slole Erev. Slole is from the word sail, shadow, when the shadows of the evening begin stretching out. We know that at Chatzos Hayoim, at midday, there are no shadows. Then as the afternoon sets in, the shadow is becoming longer. So ki yintu tzlali erev, when the evening and afternoon shadow start stretching, which means haynu la'achar chatzos. Any time after chatzos is essentially called erev, shenistalka chamo meirosh kol adam. When the sun has been removed from the head of people. What does it mean from the head? When it's chatzos, it's exactly over and above our heads. After that, it becomes removed from that position and the shadows start stretching. That's called Erev. V'notza l'ma'arov. And they start leaning into the west direction. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So on the one hand, the pasuk starts talking about Be'erev, which means afternoon. Then it says, Kevoy HaShemesh, quote unquote. Kevoy HaShemesh means something different. What does Kevoy HaShemesh mean? Mishech HaSheicha, when it's dark. And then it says, Moyed Tseischa Mimitzrayim, quote unquote, which means Baboike. So what on earth is going on in this pasuk? How can you say you have to makar the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, the night, the morning? Is it the afternoon, is it the night, or is it the morning? So how do you reconcile those psukim? So look in the Gemara, and with this we'll have to finish. Rabbi Eleza says, I reconcile the pasuk in the following way. Ba'erev, quote unquote, atozeveach. If you want to know when you sacrifice the korban, that's ba'erev, that's in the afternoon. Ukaboy HaShemesh, quote unquote, what happens at night? Ata oichel. That's when you have to eat the Korban Pesach. So there's no stira. One's talking about the sacrificing, one's talking about the eating. The time that you left Mitzrayim, which was in the morning, that is atosoyreif. That's when you would have to burn the Korban if it gets left over because it's become nisam. In which case, there is no contradiction. However, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, that no, Bo'erev atozeveach, in the afternoon you sacrifice, yes, that's true. Kavoy HaShemesh atoichel, in the evening you eat. But how long for? Va'ad mosai atohoilech, v'oichel v'hoilech, until how long can you continuously go and eat the korban? Ad moyed. Seischa Mimitzrayim until the morning. Well, there you have it. The machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua is exactly the machloikas that we quoted between Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva. The afternoon is the zman of the zvicha, the hakrova. The night is the zman of the achila. But how long for? So the first opinion says it's only at night. The morning is something a different halacha, that's noisa, srefa. Second opinion is that no, you eat it at night all the way until the morning. Ah, so there we have it once again. The machloikas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva is the exact same machloikas as Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Yeshua. Does Korban Pesach have to be eaten at night or all the way till the morning? The difference is, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva learned it from the psukim of Balaylo Hazeh and Chipozoin, whereas these Tanoim learn it from the other pasuk of Erev and Kiboy HaShemesh. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue next time with Hashem.
Good.